And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I received an email this morning that kind of, well, it just kind of rattled me a little bit. Let me just read to you what I read, and maybe you'll get the same kind of response that I received when I got this email. It says, "Hey, dear Al, heard your show yesterday. Good show. Appreciate the content. I don't understand how people can retire in 3 years." And then it goes on to elaborate about how it takes a long time to retire. And obviously, this individual heard yesterday's show where I talked about how if you have a certain amount of money socked away in a 401k or an IRA, and you have the right amount of education on how to invest in real estate assets, you could take that money, you could reinvest it into real estate. You wouldn't have enough money to buy all the real estate that you needed in the initial wave, but by the time you bought all of your real estate, you could turn around and start selling off the initial piece of real estate that you bought. And if I recall correctly, I indicated you could buy three to replace the one. And if you did that, you would get to the number of real estate assets that you need in order to retire yourself. And I said, I think it would take about 3 years to get it done. And I'm looking at my notes here, and yeah, that's exactly what I wrote down, 3 years to get it done. But this email that I received says, I don't understand how it works. I don't see how it works. So I was a little confused because I thought I did a pretty good job of explaining myself to the audience yesterday and explaining how you could get to a place of retirement if you just stop doing what conventional wisdom is telling you to do and just start doing what the Lifestyles Unlimited community is telling you to do. And right there and then, I realized that that was the problem. Right there, what I just said is the actual problem. Because what's going on is we have years and a lot of information out there that indicates to you that it's going to take 35 years to retire yourself. Yeah, 35 years. Why did I come up with a 35-year number? Because I went to Grok. And I said, "Grok, give me some information." So what did Grok do? Grok gave me some information. And then I had to qualify the information because we know how AI works. AI is just going to give you information. And if you don't know how to qualify the information, you won't qualify the information, in which case you will give out information that is unqualified. And you don't want to do that. So what I had to do was I had to qualify the information. So I did. I qualified the information. And what I got was a lot of good information. I have to hand it to Grok. Grok gave me some good information. And what it gave me was different methodologies that you could follow to get to a place of retirement. And you know what it figured out on its own? It figured out that if you're going to get to a place of retirement, you've got to start at an early age. It didn't start at the age of 50. It didn't start at the age of 40. It started at the age of 30. And it indicated in the different methodologies that it's giving me that you're going to need about 35 years in all of these methodologies in order to retire yourself. And that's where the problem is. You are convinced in your mind that it's going to take a long time to retire yourself. So when you hear this message coming out of the Lifestyles Unlimited community, where we're telling you, you can get to a place of retirement in 5 years or less, and then we back it up with data, that data doesn't compute. It doesn't compute with the information that you've been fed by the masses. It is inconsistent data that doesn't line up with everything that you've been conditioned to believe your entire life. All right, let me give you some of this data. You don't believe me? That's all right, not a problem. Let me give you some of this data. Traditional index fund investing. This is the buy and hold method where you go out and you arrange with a mutual fund provider and you spend some money every month, and this money comes out of your paycheck before you even see it. So there's no chance that you can touch that money. There's no chance you can do anything to that money. That money goes directly to that investment entity without your grubby hands touching it. Kind of sounds dirty, doesn't it? It does. It sounds a little dirty. Okay, but at the end of the day, the point is the government sets all these rules, and the government believes that they have to protect you from your own money, because if you get a hold of your own money, you're going to do bad things with your own money. So that's why they put all these rules in place. So here's the thing. What they want you to do is they want you to invest in low cost. Now that's key, low cost, because you're price sensitive, right? You don't want to spend anything on fees or services, right? All right. And you want to be diversified. So you want to be in a diversified index fund, because you want to have diversification, because that's what you've been taught. Diversification is the way to go. Either have the money in the S&P 500 or total stock fund EFT or ETF or something like that, right? Or maybe through a tax advantaged account like your 401k or an IRA. Yeah, you know where I'm going, right? All right. This strategy wants you to emphasize long-term growth while taking advantage of low fees and minimal trading. The idea is you're going to contribute regularly to your 401k up to a certain amount of money every year, and you're going to save that money. You heard me correctly. You're going to save that money. I didn't say invest that money. I said you're going to save that money. Now, technically, that money is going into a fund that has an investment function to it, but you're not doing the actual investing. Somebody else is doing the actual investing in that mutual fund. All you're doing is contributing money to that mutual fund. Does that make sense? So there's another investing strategy out there that works a little bit faster than the buy and hold strategy that I gave you a moment ago. It's called the FIRE strategy, and it's FIRE is an acronym for Financial Independence Retire Early. But what this strategy requires you to do is to save a lot of your earned income. Yeah, and when I say a lot of your earned income, I mean a lot of your earned income, like 50 to 70% of what you make. Yeah, and then you take that money and you invest it in diversified assets like stocks, bonds, maybe some real estate. And the idea is that it's going to get your money growing faster for you because you have more money going in, right? There's more money going in, so therefore there's more money being invested. Well, wait a minute. We just argued that you're not technically doing the investing. Somebody else is doing the investing for you. You're just merely providing money to the fund. That's really what you're doing. Let's put it into context and let's agree that's really what you're doing. You have no idea what you're invested in. You have no idea what companies, what percentages of the amount of money that you have invested are in what companies. You have no idea. See, you really don't understand what you're invested in. All you're doing is you're funding an investment vehicle. That's what you're doing. We've got to break this trend. We've got to break this trend. But if you were doing the FIRE movement, and some of you I know are doing it, if you're doing the FIRE movement, retirement age comes at the age of 47. In other words, 17 years after you start the effort. I think 17 years is a long period of time. I think it's too long of a period of time. So let's take a look and let's see if there's any other type of investing strategies out there that might work faster. Well, here's one called dividend growth investing. And what it does is it invests in stocks or ETFs that pay consistent growing dividends. And isn't that kind of good for you? Because we talk about on this show, you want to buy assets that pay what? Cash flow, right? Well, what is cash flow? Well, dividends are a form of cash flow. So you would buy shares in high quality dividend paying companies and they would pay you dividends. But chances are those companies aren't going to go up in value. They're probably not going to go down in value. But what they do is they pay dividends. So if you've got something paying you dividends, how long is it going to take for you to get yourself to a place of retirement? Well, it's kind of right in line with the buy and hold methodology that we started the show out with. Yeah, it's going to take you 35 years to get it done. It's too long. It's too long. Take it from me. Take it from a guy that in his 20s, joined the United States Army with the goal to earn a pension in 20 plus years. Now, I earned that pension, but I will tell you, it came at a cost. It came at a big cost. It came at a physical cost to my body. It came at a psychological cost to my mind. It came at an emotional cost to me. Yeah, serving in the Army, well, it takes it out of you. It does. And here's the thing. I had to serve in the Army for 20 plus years in order to earn that retirement. Now, I wound up serving for a total of 27 years, but man, if somebody had told me when I was in my 20s that there's another way to invest, that you don't have to spend 20 or 25 or 27 or 30 or 35 years in order to be successful at, you could do it in 5 years or less, I probably would have listened to them. Now, I would have been, I would have been super, super skeptical. Because it goes against everything you're taught, right? It goes against everything I was taught. So what about this real estate? Does real estate investing get you to a place of retirement in 5 years or less? So this is what Grok said. Grok said, yeah, real estate investing is going to take you 35 years also. What? Grok, you've lost your lack of mind. How did you possibly get to that analysis? And then I realized the one thing that I realized about AI. It's only as good as it is. Now, it gets better every day, but it doesn't understand things the way we as human beings fully understand things. It may be able to reason, but it doesn't understand the difference between opinions and facts. So it has a problem distinguishing between the two. So when I say you can retire in 5 years or less, it may assume that is an opinion because it doesn't have a lot of context out there supporting that argument, but it has a lot of context out there supporting the argument that it takes 35 years for you to retire with real estate. So it's going to go with what it knows. And what it knows is a lot of bad information, a lot of bad information. I mean, I flat out proved to you on yesterday's show that you could get to a place of retirement with what you probably have in your 401k right now, and you can get it done in about 3 years. And I used real information. I used real information with regards to how much money is potentially sitting in your retirement account. I used real information with regards to how much income you potentially would like to have in retirement. I took a look at an actual deal that came out, and I didn't sugarcoat or I didn't cherry pick the deal that I used. I took the very first deal that showed up in my inbox. And if it had been a terrible deal, it might have been a terrible show, but I would have found a way to make it work because here's what I know about real estate. Real estate is the only asset class that will pay you five different ways. So far, all these asset classes that I've mentioned to you only pay you one, possibly two ways. And in order to get it to pay you that second way, you have to look for a very specific type of investment, and then you have to give something up, like appreciation. Yeah, that's what happens with those types of stocks. They're not growth stocks. They're stocks that are designed to pay you a dividend. So if they're going to pay you a dividend, then that's what they're going to pay you. They don't pay you any other way. It's kind of weird that way, huh? But when I talk about real estate pays you five different ways. There's the cash flow. There's the natural appreciation. There's the principal pay down. There is the equity capture. There's the tax advantages that are made available to real estate investors. And it's not because we're just special, wonderful people. It's something the government put into place because the government is trying to affect certain things in our general economy. That's why they make the laws that they make with regards to economic policies, because they're trying to affect something. They're trying to create something where something doesn't exist currently. And it's for, quote unquote, the betterment of the overall community. Now, whether it's to the overall benefit of the overall community or to the benefit of a individual, that's up for debate. But that's all a part of being an American citizen and having the right to question everything and to argue about whatever you want to argue about and have free speech and to talk about real estate investing on the radio. Now, here's what I got to tell you about what Grok said. Grok said that if you're going to do the real estate investing platform, you probably ought to be in a REIT. A REIT? Those are the worst things you could possibly be in. Oh, that's right, because Grok doesn't understand how we do business. When we come back from the break, I'm going to explain to you how we do business. Stick around.
Live. Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so today by, well, questioning your belief system. Because we have to question what you believe, because what you may believe may be incorrect. You may believe something that is going to cause you grief, misery, pain, anguish. I can't think of any other adjectives, but if I could, I would insert them right here. The point I'm trying to make is that you do not have to spend 35 years of your life working on a retirement plan that may or may not support you when you get to the point of retirement. Now, here's the problem with the majority of the plans that are out there. The majority of the plans that are out there are all designed for you to build up a big bag of money. A big, big bag. And the idea is you get that bag so big that it can't possibly run out before you die. But there are things that happen in the economy, things that impact that bag as you're building it. Things like inflation, things like bad investment choices, things like life getting in the way that can impact what you're trying to do for retirement. And it happens to everyone. It happened to me. It happened to the guy down the street. It's probably happening to you right now. So what do you do? How do you course correct? I mean, after all, a 35-year course is a pretty long course to follow. Even that fire thing at 17 years, that's still a very long period of time. Why not just do what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited? Why not just buy real estate? Well, part of the reason you don't do it is because you've been conditioned that real estate is risky, real estate is too expensive, real estate costs too much money, real estate takes too much time. Let's see, what other objections can I come up with about real estate that you have probably heard and most likely believe? I'm thinking all of them. All of them. Yeah, I could come up with every one of those objections and you've probably heard every single one. So what we have to do is we have to work on your mindset a little bit. We have to get you to believe that what I'm telling you is actually the truth. Now, you should listen to my voice and you should automatically assume that I'm lying to you. You should. And here's why you should assume that. Because your mind is conditioned to believe that. So I want you to believe that. Go ahead, believe that. But here's the thing. I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the God's honest truth. Yesterday, I told you about an asset, one piece of real estate in the general Houston market that was available for sale for $139,000. $139,000. Should you buy it? And the short answer is, I don't know enough information. Why would I buy that? I don't know nothing about that. It could be priced too high. It could be priced too low. If it's priced too low, we should buy it. But if it's priced too high, we shouldn't buy it. But how do we know if it's priced too high or priced too low? We have to have some context into the marketplace, right? We have to have some understanding about what's going on with the asset. So what if I told you that this property is in a state of disrepair? It's got some functional problems with it. Some of the systems within the house, they don't work correctly. The roof, it's probably bad. Foundation, probably out of alignment. Would you buy this property? And the short answer is, I don't know. I don't have enough information. Oh, I like the way you're thinking. Okay, so let's get you some more information. If the property can be purchased for $139,000 and you were to fix it up and it's all fixed up state, it's worth $273,000, would you buy this property? And again, the short answer is, I need more information, bro. I need more information. And I want you to keep hunting for that information because I've not given you enough information for you to make up your mind. There's another number out there that we need to estimate. It's called the rehab number. In other words, it's a cost that we think it's going to take to breathe new life back into this property. That number is about $74,000. So with $139,000 purchase price, a $74,000 rehab cost, $10,000 closing and holding costs, and a $273,000 after repair value, should we buy this property? And the short answer is, you were going to say it, weren't you? Short answer is, well, maybe, because there's $50,000 worth of equity that we could capture in this deal. $50,000 worth of equity. How did I get there? How did I get to $50,000 worth of equity? What I did was I took the $273,000 that the property would be worth if it was all fixed up. I subtracted the purchase price of $139,000. I subtracted the rehab cost of $74,000. I subtracted the closing and holding cost of $10,000. And that left me with $50,000 in equity that we could capture in this deal. Now, if you were listening to yesterday's show, you know that I told you that you can buy this property for $25,000 of actual investment. This is the point where you're going to make actual investment in this asset. You're going to take your money and you're going to put it to work in this asset. And it's going to take $25,000 of your own money. But by spending $25,000 of your own money, you're going to capture $50,000 more in equity. Now, right there, that should tell you that you are tripling your money by buying this asset. But there's one piece of information that we still don't know. It's the one piece of information that I've talked about several times on this episode, but we haven't addressed yet. Do you know what it is? It's the cash flow. We haven't addressed cash flow. Because here's the thing. This asset, we could spend $25,000 of our own money. We could capture $50,000 worth of additional equity in the asset. That would give us a total of $75,000 worth of total equity, right? But we could have negative cash flow. It could cost us money every month that we own that property. In other words, the expenses are more than the income that the property provides, in which case we shouldn't buy the property. But as I pointed out on yesterday's show, this particular property has a cash flow of $342 per month. This is a great property to buy because at $342 per month, when you annualize that, you get $4,104 worth of annual income. That's a $4,100 raise that you didn't have to go grovel with your boss to get. That's a raise you gave yourself. That's a raise you gave your family. That's a raise that you didn't have to go to your boss to get. It represents a 16% return on investment on the cash flow. It represents a 200% return on investment on the capital gains. This is a great property to buy. This is the kind of property that you want to put into your portfolio because when you put properties like this in your portfolio and then you buy another one like it to put in your portfolio, you now have two properties in your portfolio that are doing twice the work. So what are you doing while these properties are working for you? Well, you should be looking for the next property to buy because that's now your job, right? Your job now is to redeploy capital from where you have it invested into where you should have it invested or where you're learning to invest it now. Learning to invest it into real estate assets. That's where your money should be because when your money is in real estate, your money is in the best asset class that it could possibly be in. And it's going to start paying you five different ways. There's the cash flow. There's the equity capture. There's the principal pay down. There's the natural appreciation. Then, of course, there are the tax advantages of being a real estate investor. 141% return on investment after owning the property for 1 year. What are you getting in your stock accounts? I mean, now seriously, what are you getting? So I'm going to go back to Grok and I'm going to ask Grok, What are people getting in their stock accounts, Grok? And you know what he's telling me? An annual rate of about 7%, the historical S&P 500 return. Yeah, 7%. But I'm looking at a number here of 141%. Must be illegal, right? It must be illegal. It's not illegal. It's totally legal. Then why isn't everybody doing this? Because most people don't know how to do this. Most people think they know how to do this, or most people get an inclination that they want to do this, but they don't bother to learn the proper way to get it done. Imagine you want to ride a bull. There's two ways to go about riding a bull. You could either receive instruction on how to ride the bull, go through a training program, and then ride the bull, or you could just get on the bull. Which do you think is the more effective methodology for riding the bull? We're going to get some training, right? I mean, at the end of the day, we're going to get some training before we get on that bull, because otherwise we could get on that bull and that bull could toss us like a rag doll all the way across the arena and impose some massive harm on our body. And then after we've realized we've been thrown all the way across the arena, the bull's just going to come over and trample on us. Yeah, we don't want that. We want to learn everything we can learn about riding that bull so that we can approach it in the safest way possible. Real estate investing is kind of like that bull. You have to understand the bull. You have to understand how to ride the bull. You have to understand the systems that are available to you to allow you to ride that bull. Does that make sense? Now, where do you turn to get real estate investor education? Well, I'm turning to my left and I'm turning to my right. And the only thing that I'm seeing on the horizon is Lifestyles Unlimited. It's the only thing that I'm seeing. And here's why. Most of the companies that I looked at years ago when I was trying to figure out how to do this real estate investing thing, they're out of business. They don't exist anymore. They were here and gone. Lifestyles Unlimited was founded in 1990, 35 years ago. 35 years ago, Lifestyles Unlimited was founded and it went to work training people how to do this real estate investing effectively, how to get to a point of retirement back then in 7 years or less. Yeah, back then, Del Wamsley, our founder and CEO, he really was convinced it was going to take most people 7 years to use real estate to get to a place of retirement way back then. He knew something, and he knew something that exists today. He knew something that is changing lives today, that has changed lives over the last 35 years. See, he developed a methodology, we call it a roadmap, that we follow that gets us from where we are to where we're trying to get to in 5 years or less. Now, I followed this roadmap. I did. I followed it extensively. And you want to know what my result was? 2 years. It took me 2 years to get myself to a place of retirement. Now, not everybody can get that done in 2 years. Everybody has a different situation. My situation was completely different than I'm sure your situation is right now. But for some of you, my situation is your situation. And I'm here to tell you that I used real estate to get myself to a place of retirement, to a place of passive income, to a place of enjoying my life that I couldn't do without the assistance of Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited is investor education. Education. We teach you stuff. We teach you the right way to invest in real estate. It's also mentoring. If you decide you want dedicated mentoring, we make those options available for our members that want it. Not everybody wants it. Some people, they're like, yeah, I've already got a mentor. Hey, good on you. Use your mentor. And those are the two components that we believe everybody must get right in the beginning, the education and the mentoring. You've got to get the education done. You can't skip on it. You've got to do it. And you've got to receive mentoring. You can't skimp on it. You've got to do it. And both of those platforms, The education and the mentoring must be qualified. In other words, they must have proven results. Lifestyles Unlimited is filled with members that are proven results. Our members are our proven results. End of day, end of story. That's what we're all about. Lifestyles Unlimited exists to support its members. It is all about supporting the members that are a part of the organization. Without the members, there is no organization. But when you have that organization, you get extra benefits. Extra benefits that are available to you because you're a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And the most important benefit that I think is out there is the Lifestyles Unlimited community. It is massive. It is huge. It is manageable. It's manageable. And here's why it's manageable. Because you're going to meet one person, then you're going to meet another person, then you're going to meet another person, and you're going to keep meeting people, and you're just going to keep doing that. Because that's what we do as far as networking goes in Lifestyles Unlimited. We go out and we meet each other. We get to know each other. We understand what everybody else is trying to do. We kind of compare investing strategies. We ask each other, how's it going for you? Here's how it's going for me. We talk about things that real estate investors should talk about. We go to events where we meet up and we discuss market trends. We talk about deals that have occurred, deals that might occur. We talk about successful deals that have completed. We talk about deals that are in progress. We talk about lead investors. We talk about everything real estate investing related, because that's what you're supposed to do as a real estate investor. And by the way, when you go to these things, when you're doing enough of these things, when you're focused enough on your business, you could earn the illustrious title of real estate professional. What is that? Real estate professional. Real estate professional is a designation that the IRS gives you. Why am I talking about the IRS? Well, we don't want to talk about the IRS right now, Al. Okay, here's why I'm talking about the IRS. Because if you meet the requirements for a real estate professional, it changes the amount of depreciation you're allowed to take on your investments, which opens up a completely different world for you when it comes to your strategy with regards to real estate investing. Now, I've poured a lot on your plate. I've given you a lot of information. I've shared with you data that I think is important for you to know. But let's go back and let's recap some of this data. The retirement plan that you're probably following right now is most likely a 35-year plan. It is designed to be a 35-year plan. It won't go faster. It might go slower, but it's pretty much designed to be a 35-year plan. The Lifestyles Unlimited plan is designed to be a 5-year or less plan. Which makes more sense to you? 35 years or 5 years? Do you want to be working in your career for the next 35 years or the next 5 years? Do you want to be working on whatever you want to be working on in the next 35 years or in 5 years? I can do this all day, folks. Trust me, I can do it all day. The point I'm trying to make is that we've got to get you started. We have to get you started. And there's no better way to get you started than to have you go to lifestylesunlimited.com. So here's what I want you to do. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Here, I'm going to go there with you myself. I am actually going to the website as we speak. And there it is. At the very top of the webpage, there's the words, start here. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to click on it and suggest that you click on it too. And look, the first thing it tells you, it says how you can retire in 5 years or less with a boring but time-tested approach to real estate investing. Yeah, we admit real estate is actually kind of boring, but at the end of the day, it's the right kind of boring, because it's the right kind of boring that can get you to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. And after all, wouldn't you rather spend the rest of your life doing what you want to do as opposed to what your employer wants you to do? I think that's really what you want to do. So here's what I want you to do. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on that Start Here button and let's get you going.
you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.